Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda chapter 10. This is a continuation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shataprahariya Mahaprakash Leela. And yesterday we heard about Vishambhar. He called one devotee, Murari Gupta. He said, "Please, you come forward." And he came forward and stood before the Lord at some distance. And then Vishambhar, Lord Chaitanya, he showed to Murari Gupta, he showed his form as Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita, all were seen there. And then Murari Gupta fainted and he came to consciousness and he saw himself there also as Hanuman. So this is text 16, chapter 10. Janakira charane karaha namaskar jaraduka deki tumi kandila apar. Vishwamar said, "Murari, offer your obeisances at the feet of Sita Devi, whose distress made you cry profusely. Chaitanyara vakye gupta chaitanya paila. Dekhiya sakala preme kandite lagila." Upon hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, Murari regained his consciousness. Seeing that manifestation, he began to cry. Shuksha kashta draveshuni guptar er krandan visheshe dravila sabha bhagavatagan. Upon hearing Murari Gupta cry, even dry wood melted, and the hearts of the devotees especially melted. Punarapi murarire mbale Vishambhar jetamara abhimata magilahabhar. Vishambhar again said to Murari, "Ask for any benediction you desire." So this is the general course of events, that the devotee will worship the Lord life after life, and at some time, some point, he may be granted darshan of his Ishtadev, Sakshat Darshan. And then the Lord will test the devotee, as I mentioned the other day. Many tests we receive before we have darshan. And even at the time of receiving darshan, there is also tests given. The Lord dangles a carrot in front of the devotee. "Here, you want a benediction? Take a benediction. You want a heavenly planet? You want a kingdom? You want wealth, position, power? What do you want?" "No, my Lord, please." And Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the seventh canto, "My Lord, what are you trying to do? You're making me a businessman. I don't care anything for myself. I only care for the fallen people, the unfortunate people that are bereft of Krishna consciousness. I care for them." So again, it's a standard. It's always going on the same way. The devotee is called before the Lord. The Lord interacts with the devotee, then he offers a benediction. We see, now it's Murari's turn. So he's asking, "Take a benediction." And then invariably, every devotee responds the same way. So when we come before the Lord, and we are tested, how will we respond? Will we remember Kalavesha Sridhar? And will we remember Prahlad Maharaj and Murari Gupta and respond like they did? Or will we say, "Yes, will we go for it?" When the Lord offers us a grandiose benediction, will we simply say, "Yes, it looks good, it sounds good, I'll take that"? The testing. Murari bhalaye prabhu ara nahichan henakara prabhu jena toragunagan. Murari Gupta replied, "O Lord, I do not want anything. Simply allow me to sing your glories." Because Murari was actually, he would take part in the kirtan parties also in Navadvip and also in Puri. He was a kirtan person. He said, "Listen, all I want is gunaghan. I just want to glorify your qualities, sing about your qualities." Jete tani prabhu kini janma nahi mor. Tatai tatai jena smriti haiya tor. O Lord, I may take birth anywhere, but wherever I take birth, let me always remember you. Janma janma tamaraje sabha prabhudas tat sabara sange jena hayamoravas. Let me reside in the association of your servants birth after birth. Tumi prabhu munidas iha nahijata hena satya kara prabhu na feliha tata saparshade tumi jata karavatar tatai tatai dasa haiva haiva tumar. O Lord Vishambhar, do not put me in a condition in which you are not my master and I am not your servant. May I always remain your servant wherever you and your associates incarnate. These are the very submissive and selfless prayers of the devotee coming before the Lord. Vishwambhara and Murari Gupta in Mayapur, Shiva Sangam, 500 years ago. And the entire commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is a string of various prayers from Akunda Mala Stotra, from Bhagavatam, Narada Pancharatra, Vishnu Puran, where different devotees are praying in a similar way. So I thought we would read this entire purport because it drives home the point. It reinforces the point that this is the way to go. This is the way to pray. It's an attitude shaper. Our attitude becomes shaped by hearing the content of these prayers repetitively. The idea is repeated over and over again. The feeling, the mood, the approach, the demand, the response. So the very profound prayers, all simply expansions of the same prayer that Murari spoke before Lord Vishwambhar when Vishwambhar offered him a benediction. He said, I don't mind taking birth after birth, but I do mind not being with your devotees. I want to be in the association of your devotees. And as far as what I will do in those subsequent births, which I may take, I simply want to sing your glories. Tomara Gunagan, sing the glories of your qualities and attributes. That's all I want, to glorify you. Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam, Krishna says in Gita, always chant my glories. This is what he demands, this is what he wants. And a devotee wants what the Lord wants. Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam, Yatantascha Dridavrata. So the Lord is demanding and requesting this. Always chant my glories. And the devotee is responding by saying, yes, that's what I want. I want to always chant your glories. Then he says, don't put me in a condition. Don't put me in any condition where I become the master. Make sure wherever you put me that I will become das, 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 and a das. Servant of the servant of the servant. Some of these prayers that are given in Siddhanta Saraswati's Tika. As Mahaprabhu was about to award Murari a benediction, Murari said, I have no desire other than your service, birth after birth. May I not forget you and fall into some other state of consciousness in any lifetime. May I be able to serve you in every lifetime. May my intelligence not be diverted from your service. So this is Siddhanta Saraswati's rewording of Murari Gupta's prayer, basically the same idea. And then to reinforce that concept of petition to the Lord and begging for service, then he quotes from Mukunda Mala Stotram. O Lord Mukunda, I bow down my head to your lordship and respectfully ask you to fulfill this one desire of mine. Then each of my future births, I will, by your lordship's mercy, always remember and never forget your lotus feet. O my Lord, I have no attachment for religiosity, which means dharma, or for accumulating wealth, art, or for enjoying sense gratification, kaam. Let these come as they inevitably must. in accordance with my past deeds. But I do pray for this most cherished and desirable boon, birth after birth. Let me render unflinching devotional service unto your two lotus feet. O Lord, killer of the demon Naraka, let me reside either in the realm of the demigods, in the world of human beings, or in hell, as you please. I pray only that at the point of death I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus growing in the Sharat season. The Sharat season is fall, the fall time. So the water is very clear in the lakes at that time. And the sun is very, not too hot, not too cold. So the lotus thrives in that weather. Because when the sun is too hot, of course the lotus likes it, but if it's too hot, it wilts. The petals wilt, even though they open. So the Sharat season, the fall season, Sharat Purnima, Rasa Purnima, the Maharas dance is Sharat, Sharat Purnima. It's very soothing sunshine, and lotus enjoys that sunshine, opens up and doesn't get burned. The petals of the lotus don't get burned by the intense sunshine. So he's comparing I want my... Your beauty is like that of a lotus growing in the Sharat season. Oh, Madhav, and also the color. If you have a pink lotus or a red lotus, and usually they're pink color, they're kind of richer color. The color of the lotus is much richer in Sharat season, much deeper. So Krishna's feet. Because if you compare Krishna's lotus feet, his Padmacharan, or Charna Komal, Komalacharan, whatever, his Kamal, his lotus feet, if you compare it to some other season, then that his feet would be pale in color. They wouldn't be so red, so pinkish. So he's specifying what season, a lotus from what season. O Madhav, please do not let me even glance at those whose pious credits are so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet. Because simply by seeing the face of someone, we gain piety or we lose piety. If we see a religious person, then we gain piety, we gain punya. If we see a materialistic person, then we lose piety, we lose some punya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Bhagavat said that when he was in walking around Navadvip, whenever he saw the face of a materialistic person, this is in his Grihastha Leela, then he would jump in the Ganga. He would jump in the Ganga with his chatara and dhoti, everything, jump in to minimize and to counteract the contamination of seeing the face of a lusty person. But sometimes we've joked, you probably heard before, but if we use that standard of behavior, then we would jump in the Ganga and never come out. Because if the standard is, if you see the face of a lusty person, then you better jump in the Ganga. Well, that's all you're going to see if you go to Calcutta or Delhi or whatever. So many lusty people. So you better go to Howrah. Go to Howrah at Calcutta and jump in the Ganga and have a straw. And just breathe your air through the straw. You know, the pipe. You say pipe while you're underneath the water. To avoid seeing the face of the non-devotee. So it is a fact, and we were mentioning someone went to England recently. So he said, you just to see those people and breathe that air and drink that water and walk on that land, you're collecting so many sins. Because it's Papa Bhumi. And this is Punya Bhumi. The air is pure here. We're breathing. The air we're breathing is the exhalation of the rishis. They exhale and we inhale. And it's a very special atmosphere. Punya Bhumi means many things. It's Punya Hawa. It's Punya Earth. The earth is pious. The water is pious. All the water basically can be traced out to Ganga or Jamuna. What underground borings are basically Ganga or Jamuna. Oh Madhav, please do not let me glance at those whose pious credits are so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet. Please do not let me be distracted from listening to the worthy narrations of your pastimes and become interested in other topics. Please, O Lord of the universe, Let me pay no attention to those who avoid thinking of you. And let me never be unable to serve you in some menial way, birth after birth. O enemy of Madhu and Kaitav, O Lord of the universe, the perfection of my life and the most cherished mercy you could show me would be for you to consider me the servant of 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 your servant. That's what it says. This is from Mukunda Mala Stotram. So that's Das, 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 Das Anodas. That's really 100 times removed. Really downline Das. It's really down the line there. And Bhagavatam 7:10:6, it stated, Aham tukamas tvad bhaktas tumcha swamyanu pashraya nanyate havayor arto rajas sevakayorya. O my Lord, I am your unmotivated servant, and you are my eternal master. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master, and I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship. The great devotee Hanuman prayed, Bhavabandha chide tasye srihayami na mukteye bhavan praburaham das iti jatra vilupyate. Hanuman said, I do not wish to take liberation or to merge in the Brahman effulgence where the conception of being a servant of the Lord is completely lost. Narada Panchatra, Dharmartha kama mokshesu necha mama kadachana tatpara pankajasyado jivatam diyatam mama. I do not want any of the four desirable stations or positions of human life, dharma, art, kama, moksha, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. I simply want to engage as a servant of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Shikshastakam, Lord Chaitanya prays, Nadanana janana sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahoituki toyi. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is a causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth. Vishnu Puran says, Natayoni sahasreshu yeshu yeshu barjamyaham teshu teshu achuta bhaktir achutastu sadatvayi. O my Lord, even if I wander throughout the universe in thousands of different species of life, may I always have unflinching devotion to you. So Bhaktisanta Saraswati has collected this stavavali, this series of prayers, stavavali, a row of or a series of prayers to bring out this point of the utter humility and submission of the pure devotee before his Lord. And he doesn't have any, there's no calculation or consideration that, oh, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. And this is seen throughout all the Bhagavatam or any scripture. Mukunda Mala Stotram was quoted, Vishnu Puran, Bhagavat Puran, Narada Pancharatra. Everywhere you find the same mode of praying, the same mood of devotion. That the Bhakta, the Vishnu Bhakta, Ram Krishna Bhakta, they don't have any idea that I want out. Let me out of here. I want liberation. This Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi, this cycle, Samsara Chakra, this cycle of birth and death is undesirable. It's unpalatable and distasteful. And I don't want it. I don't derive any pleasure here. I feel so much suffering, so much klesh. Adi bhautika klesh, adi daivika, adi atmika klesh. I am suffering. Please release me from my suffering. I want emancipation, freedom from Durga's prison, Durga, difficult moving, Durga, this prison of the material world. I want out. I don't want birth or death, old age, disease. I only want to serve Krishna. with these conditions. I only want to serve you, Krishna, as long as you bring me back home, back to Godhead. But we don't find that type of bargaining mood in the recitations and prayers of any Vaishnava, past or present, anywhere. Because this type of idea is selfish. It is not surrendered. It is me-centered and not God-centered. You see that so much the continuum of the Vandanam, there's a thread of similarity through all the prayers, whether there's prayers by bhaktas in Satyuga, or prayers by bhaktas in Treta Yuga, or Dwapara Yuga. It's the point I'm making that throughout all the ages, whenever devotees offer prayers to the Lord, they never ask, please, my Lord, release me from my suffering, reduce my suffering, and bring me back to Godhead. Back home, back to Godhead. The theme is always the same. Wherever you want to place me, fine. If you want janma janma hoy, if you want to give me birth after birth, Bhakti Vinod's prayers, Naratan's prayers, Narada's prayers, Hanuman's prayers, the Alwar's prayers, everyone, every bhakta is praying the same way. They're always saying janma janma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ideal bhakta. On one level he's the ideal bhakta. He's also praying. And that verse is cited here. Nadanana janana sundaram. Mama janmani janmani. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatat bhakti rahoitikitai. He's saying janmani janmani, birth after birth. What do I want? To go back to Godhead? No, he's not saying that. He's saying, I simply want seva. That's all. So if we have this, some of this tinge, the reason we hear these prayers, study these prayers, repeat these prayers, is to remove any non-devotional mood and conceptions within ourselves. Because we have, all of us have a good dose of emancipation spirit within us. I want out. I want to free myself from this suffering. Yes, Krishna, I want to engage in your eternal loving service with these conditions. That you take me to Vaikuntha, or you take me to Brajadam, and give me my Siddhadeha, or whatever. And then I'll happily and gladly serve you day and night, das, das, anodas. But there's some conditions. It's conditional. Because there's a good dose of selfishness in such an attitude. But really, the Mahajans in their prayers are trying to say, this is how we think, and this is how we approach the Lord. We come before the Lord, and numerous accounts of devotees come before the Lord. And he has Dhruva, Prahlad, and here it's Kolavesha Sridhar, and Murari Gupta. They come before Bhagavan. And he says, yes, I'm so pleased with your services you've rendered, with your love, your surrender, your submission, and your attitude. Now please take a benediction from me. I want to give you a benediction. Please take this. No, no. And then what is the response? No, 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 I don't want this benediction. Always the same. So the same as what's going on in Srimad Bhagavatam, the same as going on in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the same standard or trend, although the names change, and instead of being Krishna or Ram, now it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also Krishna and Ram. Instead of Hanuman, it's Murari Gupta. Instead of Maramangal, it's Kolavesha Sridhar. So these are their different identities. But they're teaching all the Lord. And Bhagavan and his bhaktas, they come into this world to teach. They have their own confidential internal reasons. Their antarkaran, their internal reasons and causes for coming here to relish rasa with their devotees. And that's the primary reason. But ostensibly they're also teaching. The devotees are teaching. Whom? Who are they teaching? They're teaching the aspiring devotees. We are the aspiring devotees. The pure devotees, the parishads, they come to teach us. Think like this. Pray like this. Desire like this. Hanker like this. Do as we do. This is Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. Mahajana Pant. The path of the Mahajans. The great teachers. So this is the lessons we should learn. We should examine our hearts. And what is our motivation? Are we salvationists? As Siddhanta Saraswati used to say, are we salvationists or are we imaginationists? Do we have an imaginary conception? We receive some easy initiation, and imagine by the power of our imagination, we project ourselves into Nitya Lila without sufficient adhikar, or the proper seva bhav, in an artificial way. It's called imagination. Imagination is kalpana, kalpana bhav. Or are we liberationists or salvationists? We simply want salvation. Oh, I've had it. I this married life, this being a woman, this woman's body is terrible, this man's body, there's so much suffering, and I agree there's suffering. Oh, and you say you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to God and back home and get out an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Oh, very good. Very, very good proposal. I'll sign up. Let me have one insurance policy, Vaikuntha life insurance policy. And then we come in the fold of Sadhu Sangha, and then we start to understand, wait a minute, prema is the ticket to the spiritual world. And what is the nature of prema? It's the utmost and absolute surrender and dedication to the center, to Krishna and Radha and Gauranga and me. And I'm just a straw in the ocean of their mercy. They can take one wave and throw me this way or that way. A straw has no separate interest. He moves according to the waves. The waves can throw him up or throw him down or throw him together with some other straws or cast him on the beach and let him dry out in the hot sun or bring the straw back into the ocean to be wet and soaked with water. He has no independent decision on his movements. The straw, the trina, the grass floating on the waves of the ocean, he moves. So the devotee, the Shuddha Bhakta, he's cast by the waves of the Lord's will, his icha. Go up, go down, go here, go there. We use these phrases, Atma Samarpan, Guru Samarpan, Mantan Dan, Guru Samarpan. With my body, mind, words, I arpan, I worship, I dedicate completely samyak arpana, everything to Guru Seva. But actually we say it. Do we mean it? Have we realized it? Do we feel it? And I'm using we there. I'm not saying you, because I'm not in any position to be condescending. I'm rather on the lower part. So we are so much in this mood of wanting some reward. This idea of, what do I get out of it? What's the bottom? What's the profit margin? As they say in business, what's the profit margin? If I invest this much, what do I get? Oftentimes people come, well, if I do perform devotional service and bhakti, what do I get? Oh, you get more service. Acha. The result of doing bhakti, yes, you do nice devotion in the temple and very enthusiastic. Oh, and the temple commander will say, oh, I want to reward you because you're doing such nice service. Now do 5 hours more service. Huh? I'm already doing 8 hours service a day, nonstop, just running here, there, everything. I know, and everyone's so happy with your enthusiasm and your surrendered mood. Now, because you're so such a surrendered servant, we'll give you 5 more hours of service. Now you have 13 hours a day of steady service. Acha? This is the reward I get? What, no big like maha plate or maybe like an, you know, AC room or some little facility, no? No facility. Just you, we will extract from you more and more seva. We will squeeze you and wring you out. So there's nothing left in you but seva, seva, seva. So there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's a seva, seva, seva. And if you look into the prospectus of the spiritual world, what is the description there of the residents? They're serving 24 hours a day. The most intimate, exalted devotees of the Lord are the Brajagopis. The other servitors, Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Rohini, Kalimba, Danishta, the house servants, Sridham, Subal, and Raktak, Patrak, all the different classes of dasas or dasis, or the friends, or the parents, they all get a chance to sleep. They all get a chance to rest in the night. They tuck Krishna into bed at 9:30, right? Anisha Leela. And then they go off to sleep. And then Krishna, yes, good night, Janani. Good night, Mother Yashoda. Oh, Nandalal. Oh, Yashodanandan. Then Krishna closes his eyes. Then after about 10 minutes, and then he goes to the Kadama tree with his murli, right, 1 meter long, and he starts playing, ooh, Radha, Lalita, Vishaka, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, ow, ow, Saki, ow, Sakyon, ow, come to Vamshivat for us. So this is, so all night Krishna is, it's called Ashtakalya Leela. Morning, noon, night, every, all throughout the day and night. And Krishna's moving and demanding service and loving exchanges. And the gopis are right with him like his shadow. When he's with the coward boys, the acharyas say he only takes the cows out in the, during the day to give an excuse to get out of the house to meet the gopis. And Rupa Goswami explains in Stavavali that Krishna, Kaishor Safala, Ratri Gopi Ratri Krita, Dina Ratri Krita. He says the Safal, the fruit of his youth, Kaishor Safal, is Rati Krita. Ratri Dinko Ratri Rati Krita. The fruit of Krishna's youth is simply to enjoy intimate pastimes with the Brajagopis day and night. That's Padyavali, Rupa Goswami. So Krishna, he is this type of demanding master, Gopinath, the Lord, the master. And the gopis are those surrendered servitors, the Param Vaishnavis. They're the greatest devotees. Ashlishivam Parvatam Panashtamam Adarshanam Mamatam Karotuva Yata Tatava Vidadanti Lampato Mat Prananata Susaiva Naparaha. 24 hours a day seva. This distinguishes the gopis. Not that they're the gopis and they dance in the Rasat Leela and they're on the Julan. No, the 24 hours a day they're serving. And they curse their eye if their eyes don't see Krishna for a second, they curse the Creator. This Vidata, Providence, Brahma, he's a fool, buggle, murk. You don't know the art of creation. Why don't you give us Meenakshi? You should give us the eyes of a fish. Meen, Aksh, Ak. Meenakshi, no eyelids. Fish is always has his eyes open. No eyelids. So in South India, there's Meenakshi Temple. Parvati, Maharani, Meenakshi. Radharani, one of her 1,000 names is Meenakshi because her eyes are always very like these little fish. They move very fast. Here, there. Chanchal. So Radharani's eyes are... Another name for Radharani is Chanchalakshi. Chanchalakshi or Meenakshi? Doesn't Meenakshi... Oh, Meenakshi. Fish eyes. Ooh. Her eyes are slippery or slimy, stinky. No. It's the lakshana. It's the characteristic of the behavior, of her behavior. Her eyes have the quality, exhibit the one of the qualities or attributes of a fish, which is rapid movement, unpredictable movement, this way, that way. Krishna kahan. Where is my Krishna? Very fast, so fast. Chanchalakshi. The scene is Srivasangam. And this is the Shata Praharya Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is chapter 10, the conclusion of that Leela. And Lord Chaitanya is interacting and showing his Aishwarya Roop, Vaikunthanath, to his various devotees, showing their particular Ishta, or Ishtadev. So for when Sridhar, Kulaveshya Sridhar was called up by the Lord is sitting on the Singhasan, in Srivas Thakur's house, and there's two murtis there, one murti of Narayan and Vishnu. They're standing there. And sitting at their feet is Lord Chaitanya, Vishwambar, on the Singhasan. He's a talking murti. He's talking. The other ones are there on either side, on flanking him, and so many shalagrams nearby. And he called Kulaveshya Sridhar, and then what forms did he show Kulaveshya Sridhar? He showed Krishna and Vrindavan, because Kulaveshya Sridhar is Madamangal, Batu, Kusumasava. He showed him Krishna and he showed Balaram. Right? So now he calls Murari Gupta and he shows Ramchandra. And when Mariyagupta looks at the Singhasan, he doesn't see Vishwambhar, Chaitanya, he sees Sita and Sumitra and Bharat and Krishna, Ram and Sita. And then he sees Hanuman. And he sees Hanuman. Hanuman, that's me. And boom. And he falls unconscious. And then this discussion, he offers some prayers. And the Lord offers some benedictions. And he says, I don't want anything. I simply want your seva, birth after birth. So now, text 25. Prabhubale satya satya e bharadila maha maha jayadvani tapikshane hoila. When Vishwambhar said, I certainly must grant you this benediction, Murari. At that time, he said, certainly I must grant you this benediction, which is the benediction that he asked for, is that may I always, birth after birth, be in the association of your devotees and singing your glories, gunagan, singing your glorious attributes. All I want, anywhere, I can take birth anywhere, on any planet, in any situation, any form, as long as I can be in the association of your devotees and to glorify you. And then Vishwambhar said, I certainly must grant you this benediction, Murari. At that time, he said, certainly I must grant you this benediction, which is the benediction that he asked for, is that may I always, birth after birth, be in the association of your devotees and singing your glories, gunagan, singing your glorious attributes. All I want, anywhere, I can take birth anywhere, on any planet, in any situation, any form, as long as I can be in the association of your devotees and to glorify you. And then, responding to that, Lord Vishwambhar says, yes, I will grant you this benediction. And when Lord Chaitanya said that, basically he was saying, tatastu, bhavatu. Then all the other 250 devotees that were there, they said, jai. It was great. Jayadwani, maha jayadwani, tatak shane hoila. Immediately, shane means in a moment. Maha dwani, and they all said, jai. It was great jubilation and joy. They were rejoicing. All the devotees were rejoicing over the wonderful benediction that was received by their fellow devotee, by Murarigupta. And they were rejoicing over what a wonderful selection. What did he ask for? He didn't ask for a kingdom or anything of this world. Simply let me be with the devotees, singing the glories of the Lord. In any place, in any birth, or in many births, repeatedly. Murariara pratisaba vaishnavera prita sarvabhute kripa luta murari charita. All the Vaishnavas had great affection for Murari, who is by nature merciful to all living entities. Sarvabhute kripa luta. Sarvabhute, all living entities, he was kripalu. Kripalu. He was very merciful, kind, and distributing his mercy in different ways to different living entities. Food for the animals, shiksha for the human beings, teaching, different types of distribution of mercy. And you see that Vaishnavas, if they live in a place, in a country, or somewhere they have a fixed place, they distribute their mercy. To the children they give prasadam, and to others they give advice, and to birds and animals they distribute prasadam. They make arrangement to distribute prasadam to the birds and animals. And this way they act as servitors of the Lord, to distribute the love of the Lord. Jete stana murarir jari sangahai se stana sarvatirta sri vaikuntamai. If Murari was associated with any place, that place became as sanctified as Vaikuntha. Jete stan murari jadi sangahai se stan sarvatirth sarva vaikuntamai. So wherever he stayed, wherever he went, he turned that place into a holy place, tirth. And that place became like Vaikuntha, Sri Vaikuntha. And of course, this is 500 years ago. So in the most recent history, our Srila Prabhupada, he was traveling around the world with his holy feet, touching so many cities of Malechas and Yavanas, and benedicting them with his feet and his glance and his teachings and turning so many places into holy places. And it's very interesting where we're all sitting right now. Some, not everyone may know, but on the ancient maps of this place, of course, it's known as Sant Nagar. And in old, during the times of the Muslim times, this was a place where many Shaivites stayed, many Ramanandi sadhus, and many Vaishnavas stayed here on all these hills. This was the boondocks, or the jungle area of Delhi. It's called Sant. Sant means saintly person, sadhu, Sant Nagar. And there were no buildings here, it was all jungle. And they would all stay up on the top of this hill doing tapa and yajna and puja and mantra. And they would look from this hill, because on a clear day, even now you can see Takatoria or whatever, you can see so far on the top of this hill by the Shiv Mandir. You can see very far, many kilometers. That's even now when it's so polluted. So they would stay here on this Sant Nagar, on this hill, this hilly area, and they would look towards Old Delhi, because that's the northern direction. And they would look in that direction towards the Himalayas and do their meditation. But they were blessing the people of Old Delhi, the Sant Nagar. So they, among themselves, they gave names to the different places. Just like our Rupa and Sanatan, when they grew up in Bangladesh or East Bengal in Ramkeli, they gave names to the different places where they played. There would be a lake somewhere. This is when they were young children, before they met Lord Chaitanya. They would call, oh, this lake is Manasiganga, this is Radhakund, this is Shamkund. They spiritualized the place and gave it all these names. So the saints that were living here 300 years ago, the saints, the sadhus, they called this hill that they were living on, they call, as we are saying, this is Hare Krishna Hill. But they called it Govardhan Hill. Sigiraj Dharan the key. Govardhan Nath the key. And this is text 28. Murarira Prabhava Bhalati Shaktikar. Murarira Vallabha Prabhu Sarva Avatar. Who can describe the glories of Murari? The Prabhav Bhalati Shaktikar. In every incarnation, the Lord was the dear friend of Murari. Murari Vallabha Prabhu Sarva Avatar. I mean, the Bengali is saying one thing, and the English is saying another thing. So the translator, since this is a very nice translation, but if we see the word for word, we can see some very beautiful meanings here. And we have Gopi Jana Vallabha, Giri Varadhari. Vallabha means the beloved, the most dearest, intimate friend of mine is my Vallabh. So it's like we have Radha Vallabh Mandir, very ancient temple in Vrindavan. Murari Vallabh, Prabhu Sara Avatar. When Prabhu comes, Mahaprabhu or Rasaraj, Sri Krishna, or Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, when he comes, or as Ramchandra, then Murari is his Vallabh, his dearmost beloved servitor, heart to heart beloved servitor. Murari Vallabh. And here it says, in every incarnation, the Lord was the dear friend of Murari. Murari Vallabh is dear friend means bandhu, mitra, surit. But Vallabha is much deeper degree than that, a Vallabh. Vallabha is very, very intimate, very, very heartly friend. And then, who can describe the glories of Murari? So this is Murari Prabhav, Baladi Shaktikar. His Shakti, what is his Shakti? Bhakti Shakti. Kalai Kalir Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi, Tara Pravartan. Pravartan, you cannot establish Nam Sankirtan unless you have Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti means Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, transcendental knowledge and love, the power of transcendental knowledge, Paramarthik Gyan. So, Murari is this type of person, that he has this Shakti, he has this wonderful Bhakti Shakti, the expansion, the amps. Bhakti is the expansion of Radharani. And then he had Prabhav. Prabhav means influence. There's nothing more influential than love. Prabhav, sadhu prabhav, the influence of the persuasive quality. There's nothing more influential than love. Love changes whole nations. the power of some leader falls in love with a princess from another country, then the whole country goes to war. So Murari Gupta was he is Dasyabhav Hanuman. He's in love with Lord Ram. Such an intimate connection. Lord Ram sits on his back. That's intimate. Very physically intimate. Someone sits on your back and you take them for a ride. And your tail becomes a parasol. Hanuman held his tail above the Lord as a chhatra, umbrella. And his body became the asan, a very comfortable, furry singasan. Hanuman has a body of fur. He's a bandur. Very, very warm asan. Very soft to the touch. And he could shape his back according to how Ram wanted to sit. And he'd fly through the air with Ram on his back. That's Vallabh. Murari Vallabh. Hanuman Vallabh. Such intimacy, such sweetness. So this is Ramlila. So in every incarnation, the Lord was the Vallabh, the dear friend of Murari. Thakura Chaitanya Bali, Shuna Sarvajan, Shak Sakrit Murari Ninda, Kare Jaya Jana, Koti Ganga Snane Tara, Nahika Nistar, Ganga Hari Name Tara, Kariva Samhar. Lord Chaitanya said, listen everyone, all Shuniye, Sabbatilok, Shuniye, and Vaishnav. Listen everyone. Anyone who blasphemes Murari will never be delivered, even if he takes a million births in the Ganga. Neither the Ganga nor the holy names of Hari will nullify his sins. Because in some Puranas it says in Kali Yuga the Lord appears in three forms. In the form of Ganga, in the form of Dharu Brahman, Ganga, and the holy name. So Ganga is considered to be very Charanamrita of the Lord and gives access to the divine, to divinity through the Ganga Kripa. So Dharu Brahman means Jagannath. He's a speciality. Of course, Jagannath is there in every age. Very ancient deity. It's a timeless deity throughout all ages, Satyatreta Dwapara, according to Skanda Puran. But in Kali Yuga, these especially emphasized the influence of Jagannath. And we see, don't we see it practically? That Srila Prabhupada has introduced Jagannath everywhere. And Jagannath Mahaprasadam everywhere. And so many people in Russia and China and everywhere, they're becoming influenced and change their hearts when this very strange form of Bhagavan comes rolling down the street on his Rath cart. Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. What is it? What is it? Is it an ET, extraterrestrial? It's an effigy, an icon, a murti, a deity. It's a statue, it's a puppet. It's Brahman. It's Kali Bhairav with funny long arms. But she's smiling. Usually Kali Bhairav is not smiling. She's rather... all skulls around her neck. But he has all lotus garlands around his neck and a beautiful smile, Rakta Adhara, beautiful red lips and these wide open eyes. He seems, whatever he is, whoever he is, he looks blissful. Or it looks blissful. That it looks, whatever it is or he is or whatever it is, that thing looks happy. Have a happy day. Right? They have these little stickers in America. Have a happy day. Smile. Sometimes. Whatever it or he or it is, I am intrigued, I'm attracted, I'm captivated. I have to follow this chariot to where it goes. And it goes to some pandal program. And there's prasadam, and there's kirtan, and there's entertainment, and there's dance, and there's devotees, and it's a whole cultural experience, and it sweeps me away to another world. Vaikuntha Prapti, at least for a few hours. And this is the transforming effect of Jagannath. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, the Lord appears in three forms, in the Kali Yuga, Dharu Brahman, Ganga, and Holy Name. And of course, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishne Sada Mo Bhagate Dharma Ginadivisaha. Krishna left to his dham and took his dham with him. His prakat dham left, but he left. He entered into the page of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the same as Chaitanya Bhagavat. So there's a warning by Lord Chaitanya. Listen, don't blaspheme, because there is no salvation, there is no redemption. You cannot be redeemed even by millions of Ganga baths, or even by the holy names of Hari. Harinam will not work. Ganga Harinam Tare Kariba Samhar. Nahika Nistar. No chance for Nistar, Mukti, liberation. Morari Vaisaye Gupte Ihara Ridhaye Eteke Morari Gupta Nama Yogya Haye. Lord Murari resides in his heart. This, again, is a continuation of Chaitanya's speaking. In other words, he has had this interchange with Murari Gupta, who is Hanuman, and he showed him, Vishwambhara showed himself as Ram and Lakshman and all the whole entourage of Ram Leela before Murari. And everyone's watching this play or this drama, Leela drama, between Murari and his Ishtadev, Vishwambhara, Ramchandra. And then the Lord is warning everyone, don't take this lightly, who this Murari is. Now he's saying in this verse, this is Murari Gupta, he's a physician, he's a doctor here, he's posing amongst all of you, he's posing or disguising himself as a doctor, a physician here in Navadvip, West Bengal. Be careful. He's none other than Hanuman, Dasya Bhakta Hanuman. And be careful. Don't blaspheme him. Don't ridicule or criticize, find fault with him. So Lord Murari is residing in Murari Gupta's heart. Lord Murari resides in his heart, Gupte. Because the word Gupta means secret. Murari is secretly residing in Murari Gupta's heart. Therefore, his name is Murari Gupta. It is quite appropriate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the explanation of the meaning of his name. This Murari Gupta, this word Gupta, this means secret. Gup. And this is what the gopis are all about. The Braja gopis. They are gopis because this root of the word gopi is gup. And gup means secret, concealed, hidden, not understood and not revealed. Because they are married to Abhimanyu or Govardhan Mala. Chandravali is married to Govardhan Mala. He's a wrestler. Mala means wrestler. He's a friend of Kansa also. And they have their husbands. But Yogamaya arranges so that every night they go out and dance with Krishna. And their entire relationship with Krishna is hidden from everyone. No one knows. Krishna knows and they know. And Purnamasi knows and Yogamaya and the gopis, etc. Madamangal, Sridham, Subal, some of the Paramprasha Sakas, they're aware of Krishna's intimate dealings in Sringhar Ras. But otherwise, it's completely secret, gopi, gupta. So oftentimes we have to advise new devotees that are coming to ISKCON, because often in India, the wife may be very interested in Krishna consciousness, and the husband is dead set against it. And in rare instances, the husband is interested in India, and the wife is dead set against it. So they say, what to do? And I said, you have to become gopi. You have your wife, or you have your husband, and you have a paramour. Utpati. Utpati bhav. Pati and utpati. Additional pati, additional husband. Paramour. Means parakia, or you have. So Krishna becomes your paramour. Whether you're a man or a husband or a wife. And that way everything is kept like gopi. Everything is very secret. You do all your housework and husband work, wife work, everything. But then this secret love, it's a secret love which you cultivate in the privacy, the few minutes or hours you have when your husband or wife are not there. Take out your books, you read clandestinely, secretly. And then you chant and you pray. And this way your devotion goes on. So the gopis are, if you want to develop a secret love affair with Krishna, Vrindavan, then it's very easy because he has such secret love affairs already with the gopis. So sometimes we have to be like Murari Gupta and keep our Murari, Krishna Murari, concealed within the temple of our heart. Mama Mandire, right? Murarire Kripa Deki Bhagavatagan Prema Yoga Krishna Bali Karina Rodan. On seeing the Lord's mercy upon Murari, all the exalted devotees cried in love while chanting the names of Krishna. Karina Rodan. Prema Yoga. That's very interesting. We've often, in our discussion over the last week, and reading from this, Murari Kripa Deki Bhagavat Gan. Sometimes Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes the Vaishnav Samaj, or the association of devotees. He says, Vaishnav Gan, Bhagavat Gan, Gauranga Gan, or Gan, is it Gan? He says the group of Vaishnavas, and here he says Bhagavat. Oftentimes he says, instead of saying the Sadhu Sangha or the Vaishnav Samaj or the devotees, he says the Bhagavat, Bhagavat Gan. That group of devotees who are absorbed in Bhagavan and absorbed in the Bhagavatam. They're always speaking Harikata, Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. Mamavirya Samvid, Samvado, Samvad. It's full of power. They talk the Bhagavatam amongst themselves. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. So this is the Bhagavad Gan. They are worshipping Bhagavan as Rishadev, and their life and soul is, their pran is sustained by Nitya Bhagavatam Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. By daily hearing and discussing the Rasakata and Leelakata and the Siddhanta and Tattva Srimad Bhagavatam. So when everyone saw in the Bhagavad Gan Deki Kripa, when they saw the great mercy bestowed upon Murari, they became so happy. And then they chanted Prema Yoga. Oftentimes it says Krishna Bali. Prema Yoga Krishna Bali. That they chanted, and their chanting was connected with Prem, was suffused with love. Shudanam, Premnam, Premnam Sankirtan. Now this is, he says Prema Yoga. It's very interesting. Prema Yoga. This is the type of chanting they were doing. So this is a nice phrase. And someday, in some future life, we may also be in that Sangha and chanting this Prem Yogi. Murariyare Kripa Kaila Sri Chaitanya Rai Iha Jai Shune Se Prema Bhakti Pai. Anyone who hears the narration of Lord Chaitanya bestowing mercy on Murari attains loving devotional service. So, it's the Fal Shruti, the benefit of hearing, the fruit of hearing. Again, Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas is giving some blessing upon everyone who hears this wonderful dialogue and wonderful leela between the Lord and His devotee, Vishwambar and Murari Gupta. When that fruit will be realized, is that time frame is with the Lord. But it is a fact. And sometimes acharyas, they explain there are some limiting factors determining when that fruit will be experienced. One should be, have the qualities of Vishvas and Nirapararthi and Icha. Three qualities are required. First of all, one should, Vishvas, Shastriya Vishvas, means that when the devotee reads a shastra and sees this shruti fall or benediction upon concluding of some adhyaya, some chapter, then he will believe it. Yes, I believe that rid rogam kamam, that vikriditam, that if I hear the rasa panchadai adhyaya, the five chapters of the rasa dance, I really believe, as Shukamuni is promising, that if anyone hears this, then Param Bhakti Labhyate. That first, I believe that Param Bhakti, that Parabhakti will Labhyate, I will gain that Prema, that Braja Prema Bhakti will come into my heart, firstly. And then as a result of that, then rid rogam kamam, the disease of the heart, which is lust, will be dissipated. It will go away. Now, this is the medicine to cure the heart disease of lust. Hearing in association and hearing from advanced devotees under guidance of guru and with purity of behavior and purity of intention and purpose.